98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Record travel numbers expected this week. We have the story.
One finalist removed from consideration for Wichita City Manager job. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man is in custody after a weekend hit-and-run crash killed a pedestrian in East Wichita. I'm Phil Hildebrand, and I'll have that story coming up.
I'm Rodney Price. A Clearwater man is dead after a three-vehicle crash over the weekend. That story is coming up.
A wet weather warning ahead of Thanksgiving. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
Back-to-back storms in the central and eastern U.S. could make your Thanksgiving travel plans a little more difficult. Heavy rain is expected to hammer Texas, Oklahoma, and the southeast through midweek. A cold front will then slide across the Midwest into the northeast starting on Wednesday. That's forecast to bring heavy snow and rain and could cause delays and cancellations at major airports. A record nearly 82 million people are expected to travel for the holiday.
The TSA expects to screen about 18 million people through U.S. airports.
The Wichita City Council is holding an executive meeting this morning to receive information from the selection committee in charge of recommending a candidate for the city manager position. Last week on Friday, one of the three candidates, current assistant city manager Dante Martin, withdrew from the race. So this leaves two candidates, Mark Freitag and Dennis Marstall. The council then is going to meet again tomorrow for a workshop, receiving an update on homeless services. Council will also learn more about the K96 Greenwich Starbond District and the Stormwater Utility Program.
Wichita police have arrested a 27-year-old man in connection with a deadly hit-and-run crash that killed a pedestrian Saturday night in East Wichita.
It happened around 5:30 p.m. near the intersection of 135th Street West and 63rd Street South, around 5 miles north of Clearwater. An Amazon delivery van was driving south on 135th and was followed by a truck and a motorcycle. The driver of the delivery van attempted a U-turn at the intersection but failed to yield to the oncoming vehicles. The truck hit the delivery vehicle and a motorcycle struck both vehicles. A 63-year-old man from Clearwater was driving the motorcycle and died at the scene. His passenger, a 58-year-old Clearwater woman, was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The driver of the truck, a 70-year-old man, suffered serious injuries. The delivery driver was uninjured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man died in a three-vehicle crash. That was Saturday evening southwest of Wichita.
It happened around 5:30 p.m. near the intersection of 135th Street West and 63rd Street South, around 5 miles north of Clearwater. An Amazon delivery van was driving south on 135th and was followed by a truck and a motorcycle. The driver of the delivery van attempted a U-turn at the intersection but failed to yield to the oncoming vehicles. The truck hit the delivery vehicle, and a motorcycle struck both vehicles. A 63-year-old man from Clearwater was driving the motorcycle and died at the scene. His passenger, a 58-year-old Clearwater woman, was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The driver of the truck, a 70-year-old man, suffered serious injuries. The delivery driver was uninjured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Delegates from the United States, Ukraine, and European allies met in Geneva Sunday over ending the war with Russia. Fox's Trey Yingst is there with more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the negotiations and a 28-point peace plan that has circulated in recent days. Zelensky did not go into the details about the 28-point peace plan that would require Ukraine to give up more territory in the east of their country and limit the size of their military. Some U.S. senators say that Secretary of State Rubio told them the plan was a Russian wish list and not the actual plan. A State Department spokesperson responded to those comments, saying they were blatantly false, with the secretary himself saying on X, quote, "The peace proposal was authored by the U.S. It is offered as a strong framework for ongoing negotiations. It is based on input from the Russian side, but it is also based on previous and ongoing input from Ukraine."
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will take more Ukrainian territory if the plan is not agreed to. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Pretty good weekend on the road for Thunder hockey. And our goalie might be a little sore today. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
A look at gas prices for the Thanksgiving travel. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Two people were hospitalized following a domestic incident in West Wichita Sunday in the 200 block of North Bayer. Police found a 56-year-old woman with a head injury after being struck with a blunt object. A 56-year-old man had apparently suffered self-inflicted stab wounds. Both were hospitalized.
Millions of Americans are getting ready to travel ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg explaining why gasoline prices went up for some of those who will be driving.
What's happened is we have a different supply picture for gasoline. The maintenance and repair season for refineries is all but completed, so they're running at a higher capacity.
Prices hovering near their lowest levels for the holiday season since the pandemic 5 years ago. Gasoline prices rose 4 cents a gallon during the past couple of weeks, a national average now of $3.16.
The Trump administration is promising to deliver on affordability ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Fox's Madeline Rivera at the White House has the latest.
A Fox News poll shows 76% of voters view the economy negatively. Voters also say by a 31-point margin, the president's economic policies have hurt rather than helped them. But we do have to say that's mainly driven by Democrats who say they've been harmed. Here's National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett speaking to Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures.
The jobs report that was double the expectation, the blowout jobs report. We've got GDP now for the last two quarters, almost 4% on average, maybe even a little bit above, and we're going to have a little bit of a hiccup in the fourth quarter because of the silly shutdown, but then things are really lifting off.
The administration says it will take time for their policies to trickle through the economy, but they're very optimistic about next year's outlook.
President Trump says lowering energy prices will drive down other costs.
A bill being considered by lawmakers in Ohio would prevent stores and government agencies from going completely cashless.
The cash bill would require stores and government offices maintain at least one point of sale where good old folding money still spends for payments up to $500. Ohio State Representative David Thomas says he hears from constituents who don't trust cashless payment methods. He says cash is the basis for business in America. Our taxpayers should always have the ability to use it. The Ohio bill mirrors federal legislation from Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman and North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer that would require businesses to accept cash and bar them from charging a higher price to those who choose to pay that way. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic in the Wichita area right now. Well, the traffic is starting to get a little bit better. The traffic conditions actually looking a little bit better at this time. The fog looks to be clearing on those traffic cameras out there, and we've actually got 8 miles of visibility at Eisenhower National Airport at the moment. So, yeah, things are clearing off quite a bit. Roadways drying out a little bit as well. Just continue to watch out. Visibility still a problem in some areas, and of course we do have those damp roadways. Things are slippery. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet start to the work week with off and on rain showers through this afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, high 57, southeast wind 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy areas of fog tonight, overnight low 44. Morning fog, then mostly sunny, breezy, high on Tuesday 56. Mostly sunny but cooler Wednesday, high 47. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wanted to share with you over the weekend, Shelley and I, my wife and I, went to a special concert at the Cathedral downtown, Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, and they were honoring Cheryl Proct, 50 years as the organist down there, and she is quite a talent. So she was there playing the organ and also the choir was there, and it was just a beautiful evening. And so we were really privileged to be there. And she's quite a talent. Carol Proct, 50 years on the job. Not as long as me, but, you know, still pretty good. Quite a talent there.
But when she gets that organ going in that amazing space in the cathedral, that thing really...
That thing booms, I'll tell you.
It's good stuff.
We were sitting, Shelly and I were sitting right behind Bishop Kemi, and I spoke with him briefly. I said, that thing's loud, isn't it? He agreed.
You were sitting in the VIP section, you and the bishop.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, so Shelly and I bought a 16-pound turkey for Thanksgiving. Should be starting.
Whoa, that's a nice
that baby out today.
That's a nice bird.
Yeah. She's going to cook it up there, and I don't know what else she's going to handle. Maybe some. She's talking about green bean casserole. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But, it's the time grows short. Time to get the bird going, folks. A new poll asked more than 7,000 Americans about their favorite pies to eat on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And the usual suspects rose to the top. 30% said pumpkin pie. 20% said apple, 15% said pecan, and 9% said sweet potato. But pumpkin and pecan were heavily boosted by older generations, boomers and Gen X. Younger people were more likely to pick apple and chocolate pies.
Yep. I'm with that.
It's so significant that chocolate could replace pumpkin within a generation or two.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Stick around, Ted. You'll be cool one of these days. That is... if pies themselves don't go out of style. 10% of Gen Zers say they don't like to eat pie on Thanksgiving, compared to just 4% of boomers. Yes, you eat pie on Thanksgiving. You get a little slice of pumpkin, and you put about 12 pounds of whipped cream
exactly.
on top of it.
That's the plan.
So nobody's a big fan of pumpkin pie.
I am.
Well, with enough whipped cream on it, you are, right? There you go. Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. What would that be, huh? Let's see. What else we got for you today? I just want to, again, point out that it was 62 years ago in 1963 on this date that Lee Harvey Oswald was shot and killed by Jack Ruby on live TV in the basement of the Dallas Police Department there. The accused assassin of President Kennedy. Would that have been interesting if he had ever gone to trial? Yeah, because... there are so many theories and
so forth.
We'll
never know.
Yeah. I did pull up the picture that I was talking about earlier this morning of when he was shot. There's an actual Pulitzer Prize winning photo. And the gentleman on his, Oswald's right, is standing back just absolutely in shock watching this with a cowboy hat on. Jim Lovell was his name. And I did get to interview him several years ago. I think I have an autographed photo of Jim at home someplace in my archives. I'm going to have to look through there and find it. That's a great, interesting story. Great man. Interesting man. All right. History. We are big into history here with Steve and Ted. And,
yes, we are.
Let's see what else we got. I guess that's all for right now. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. It's 8:17, Steve and Ted.
Yeah, we did have Chiefs football yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium, 73,000 fans hoping to see the Chiefs win their fifth home game in a row. It looked pretty bleak for a while. The Chiefs, in fact, were behind by 11 points with 9 minutes to go. Didn't get much going. Had not scored a touchdown yet. But in that final 9 minutes, the Chiefs' defense started stiffening up. The Chiefs were able to get a touchdown, 2-point conversion, and got the ball back and kicked a game-tying field goal at the end of regulation. We're tied at 20, so we go into overtime. And that's where the Chiefs' defense continued to play fantastic football. In fact, the final four times that the Indianapolis Colts, the leading offense in the entire National Football League, had the ball, four times, three and out, punt.
Yeah.
Then we go into the overtime. What would happen there when the Colts had the ball? Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on KNSS.
Third and one. Colts will be in the shotgun. 20-20 tie in overtime. Colts have third down and a yard at their own 42-yard line. Jones. And they're going to fake the end around. They give it off to Taylor, and he's hit for a loss back at the 40. What a great play by Drew Tranquil. Also there, Chris Jones. And the Colts are going to have to punt the ball. They had third and one at their own 42, and the Chiefs absolutely crush the NFL's best running back for a loss of two.
Four straight drives. The high-scoring Colts go three and out at the end of the game. So they punt the ball back to the Chiefs. Now all the Chiefs need to do in overtime is score, and they win the game. Well, converting on a couple of long passes after starting on their own 10-yard line. They got the ball moved down the field for a chance at a game-winning field goal.
2 minutes to go in overtime. 20-20 tie. Winchester to snap it. Ariza to hold it. The Chiefs have never led in this football game. Ariza waits for the go signal. Butker's kick is good, and the Chiefs have not led in this game until now. They get a walk-off field goal in overtime from Harrison Butker. Kansas City 23, the Colts 20 in overtime.
How about that? Chiefs snap a two-game losing streak, and they have now won five straight home games at Arrowhead. Your Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid.
I thought they stayed together. Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned Chris in there, just the energy he was getting the fans in with. And, you know, when we were back in that backed up position, and then 29 persevering through, he was tired, but he kept battling those two guys. And then Butker making a field goal. I mean, that's a good day right there. The wins are hard to get in this league, yeah. But you have to stick together. As you know, you got to stick together. If you're not sticking together, then nothing happens. It's good.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a season-high 352 passing yards.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in these games. You know, all five of our losses, I felt like these games where there was plays here and there that we didn't make, and we could have won all of them, and we didn't. And until you prove it, yeah, you can talk about it all day, but until you prove it, it's not going to happen. And so we're able to prove that we can win the game like this, you know, where it's not always going great, where multiple guys got to step up, and then you can make the big plays in the big moments, and I thought our guys did that. So hopefully we can build off that as we go through the rest of the season.
Chiefs remain two games behind for a playoff spot with six games to go in the season. Quick turnaround. The Chiefs play next 3 days from now. They're visiting the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving afternoon. And we'll visit live with Mitch on Wednesday morning at this very time on the 8 o'clock hour to preview that one. Hockey, the Wichita Thunder. Back-to-back wins on the road. Yesterday, it was a win at first place Fort Wayne. Beat the Comets 2-1. As the Comets outshot the Thunder 55-20. But the Thunder won the game 2-1 because goalie Matt Davis had 54 saves in that game, in a 2-1 game. Oh my gosh.
He's a busy guy.
He'll be a little sore today. I think. Hey, the Thunder back-to-back wins for the first time this season. In college men's basketball, 23rd ranked Kansas taking on Notre Dame this afternoon in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Arena. That'll be nationally televised on TNT at 2:30 this afternoon. The Jayhawks and the Irish. KU is a 4.5-point favorite. Last time these teams played in basketball was 38 years ago. It was my junior year at Notre Dame. I worked the game on press row. Then after the game, I worked my way onto the KU bus before they left because I wanted to say hi to Clint Normore from Wichita, who was on the team.
How about that?
It's kind of funny because he was sitting in the very back seat of the bus with Danny Manning. So here comes this schlub, and of course everybody's like, "Oh, he's gonna fall all over Danny Manning." I completely ignored Danny Manning. I was like, "Clint Normore, you're my hero."
Clint Normore.
And so Danny Manning was sitting there like, "Who is this guy?" He's a big Clint Normore fan, of course, out of Wichita East High School.
You endeared yourself.
Yeah, so that was my experience with the Irish and KU. The last time they played, 38 years ago. Now they meet this afternoon in Las Vegas. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone is in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. You've got more than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas that everyone will love, making Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at Epstein information and traffic and weather coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Recognized Marconi Awarded Radio Show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 51 degrees here on this Monday morning. A woman is dead after stepping in front of a train Saturday night in Altoona in southeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol reports 21-year-old Angel M. Stevens was walking westbound on 7th Street. KHP says it believes that she did not hear or see the train when she stepped in front of it. This year marks the 15th anniversary for Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita. An additional $15 million on top of the original construction cost was designated for arena maintenance, but that money is set to be depleted in 2026. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell says a new sales tax option would be the best way to solve this problem.
So a 0.25% sales tax would estimate we would generate probably a little bit more than $35 million a year. I can move all of the discretionary spending to sales tax, in other words, take them off of property tax forever, lower the mill levy by about 4.5 mills. So I have out of $208 million tax levy for the entire county, $35 million is completely removed and goes to sales tax.
Howell says his proposal would end in 10 years and voters could then decide whether or not to extend it or let it expire. Jim Howell was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. Bonuses are coming for some air traffic controllers, as well as steep TSA equipment upgrades.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announcing $10,000 bonuses to airline traffic controllers who continue to work during the government shutdown despite not being paid.
They not only showed up and filled their shifts while the government shutdown was ongoing, many of them took on extra shifts and covered responsibilities for individuals who didn't come to work.
Noem also announcing a $1 billion nationwide upgrade to Transportation Security Administration equipment. She said the TSA Modernization Initiative is designed to strengthen airport safety and allow TSA workers to do their jobs well, accurately, and efficiently. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
The U.S. military buildup continues near Venezuela as evidence of covert operations possibly spills out. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Trinidad and Tobago with the latest.
Warnings from the FAA, leaks in the press about covert operations inside Venezuela, and potentially dropping leaflets over Caracas. This all appears to be an effort by the Trump administration to enter into some kind of psychological operations and psyops against the Maduro regime. Some lawmakers think this goes even bigger. This is about getting Russia and China out of the Western Hemisphere. Now about 30% of all deployed warships are on station, ready to strike the Maduro regime should they be ordered. U.S. Marines recently concluded a week-long training exercise here in Trinidad. They continue to train in the Caribbean. The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee says he's wary about military intervention inside Venezuela.
The president approved CIA operations in Venezuela in October. He recently said he was open to diplomacy with President Nicolas Maduro. The Wisconsin woman who admitted guilt in the Slender Man stabbing case more than a decade ago is missing.
Madison police issued an alert Sunday morning after Morgan Geyser disappeared. She's the woman who, as a 12-year-old in 2014, admitted to nearly stabbing a girl to death to please an online horror figure known as Slender Man. Geyser and another girl pleaded guilty to the crime in 2018, but said they were mentally ill when they committed the act. After time in a mental health facility, Geyser was placed in a group home this year and ordered to wear a GPS monitor. Police said Geyser cut off that monitor and was last seen with an acquaintance Saturday night before going missing. Anyone who knows her location is being urged to call 911. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS, 8:51 here on this Monday morning. Three big things. 27-year-old man arrested after a fatal hit-and-run car pedestrian accident near Wichita's Wesley Medical Center. Wichita City Manager finalists down to two after current Assistant City Manager Dante Martin drops out.
One.
Record numbers expected for Thanksgiving holiday travel. 82 million Americans going somewhere. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've still got some mist and some fog out there, not nearly as bad as it has been for the last couple of hours. So visibility still an issue, probably some slippery roadways here and there. And we still have some really heavy traffic on that road construction ramp, northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. and a lot of traffic right now around 21st Street and I-135. Some really heavy traffic right there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
60% chance for rain today with a high of 57 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 56. Right now, a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Wall Street is open and trading this morning. The Dow is down 97 points. S&P, however, is trading up 39 and NASDAQ up 313 points. Local athletes inking NIL deals. It's time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenhoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Wichita's Meritrust Credit Union has been busy this fall inking college and professional athletes to name, image, likeness, or endorsement deals. And three Wichita State Shockers are the latest to sign on. Assistant basketball coach P.J. Cousinard, a former Shocker player, and his son, Pierre Cousinard, a freshman who's redshirting, are signed up with Meritrust from the men's team. Women's basketball player Jalia Harding, a graduate student who's from Southeast High, has also signed on. Financial details weren't disclosed. Meritrust also has NIL deals with K-State quarterback Avery Johnson and an endorsement deal with former KU basketball player Christian Brown, who's now a member of the NBA's Denver Nuggets. Florida-based energy company Next Era Energy has completed its acquisition of one of the largest available industrial spaces in the city. It's the 132,000 square feet of warehouse across 7.5 acres at Iron Horse Manufacturing Park. Next Era didn't answer a Business Journal request for comment on what it plans to do with the space, but it did pull a $700,000 permit this month for improvements to office and storage space to the building, which is near Seneca and MacArthur. Next Era says it provides about 13% of the market share of electricity sold in Kansas, and it says it has made $1.9 billion in energy investments in the state. And a national survey of small business owners says there's optimism ahead for 2026. 74% of those small business owners expect revenues to increase next year, and nearly 60% plan to expand their businesses. Half of respondents in the Bank of America survey say they believe local, national, and global economies will improve next year. Among the factors they use for optimism are stabilization of tariff policies, cooling inflation, lower interest rates, and stronger supply chains. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
And Mr. Electric lighting up the path to your success. And how about pie on Thanksgiving Day? Are you a big fan of pie on Thanksgiving Day there, Kirk?
I was not a fan of pumpkin pie growing up, but now I can't have Thanksgiving without it.
Yeah, you kind of got indoctrinated then, and after, mm-hmm. So, yeah, okay. Well, I hope you have a very nice Thanksgiving. We'll be talking about it here in the next couple of days, and we'll have you back here tomorrow morning with more thoughts on Thanksgiving. How about that? Are you ready?
Sounds great.
Good, okay. Coming up, thank you, sir. That's the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS and our top of the hour news this morning. Record travel numbers are expected for Thanksgiving holiday. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.